This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Welcome to episode 579 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. So in this episode, I want to recap the conversation that I had with Nalani Gruhl from this week's guest series. Now, here's what was fun about the conversation with Nalani. And when I reached out to her, it was because she had been a part of the program at the University of Houston. But she had an interesting journey and made her different than any guest so far this season that I've recorded that's been released and then is still on deck to be released here coming up in the next few weeks, is that she started out in the program as a student, not even thinking about sales. In fact, she doesn't come from a sales background. She goes into that in the first episode where I have her talk about her experience and her background. She's just going to college, not even sure. And then she finds out about a sales class. She actually finds out about an introductory meeting about the sales class. And I believe there was free pizza involved. And her friend said, hey, we can at least get free food out of it. And she's, you know, a starving college student. So it's like, hey, let's do it. What's amazing about her and her journey overall was from student at the university, not in sales, to getting into the sales program, to then being a part of the sales program, to being a paid member of the staff at the University of Houston and focusing on marketing, but also mentoring and coaching sales students, especially for competitions, to graduating, to being a paid member, to then going into a sales role at a different company. So she had the journey of being in it, being a part of it as a paid staff member of the program slash the university, and then outside of it as a graduate, and then taking those things into the real world, right? Not just the theoretical, but the real world. So that journey was amazing because everybody else that I've had on the program is they're in sales and then they go into academia and they go into teaching. So they're not a student in their own class, and then they're also not taking that back into the real world. Now, some of them are doing sales, some of them are consulting, some of my other guests, and so they're obviously taking that in there, but it's not like they learned it in their own class and then take it into real world. So Nalani has this fascinating, different perspective. One of the things I loved, and this was so important in part one, and I wish everybody had this perspective, is that her goal is to do the things that scare her. Now, obviously, with respect to, you know, making sense, like nothing too crazy and dangerous. But for her, she was in that class or went to that meeting, and it scared the crap out of her, the thought of going into sales, because again, she doesn't come from a sales background, she doesn't come from a business background, entrepreneur background, anything like that. And so it scared her. And her personality is that she is so open to things, which is the first sales success trait that I list in the teaching and in my book, is that she was so open. She's like, if this scares me, I've got to do it. And if this scares me, I got to do that too. That's a sign that I've got to do that because I want to challenge myself. I want to take on that challenge. And that's amazing to hear someone like her talk about that and have that perspective. Just imagine if you did that. Whoever you are listening to this, wherever this finds you, what if you fought against the natural instinct in our survival mechanisms in the amygdala, which wants to keep us safe in our comfort zone and keep us away from danger, keep us away from the unknown, keep us into the known? What if you said, you know what? This scares me. I'm going to do it, right? Some people won't even try new foods or different restaurants or traveling to a new place or talking to new people or taking on a new job because it scares them and it's different. And so they don't do any of it, right? Literally, hey, have you ever tried this food? No. Why not? I don't like it. Have you ever had it before? No. Well, how do you know you don't like it? Well, I don't know. It's just different and I don't like it. I'm sure I don't like it. It's like, what? Are you crazy? Like, I can understand it if you really don't like certain types of foods or hot foods or, you know, spicy stuff. But it's different when it's just a blanket statement of I don't like trying new things, versus what Nalani experienced. So I think that's amazing. It's so important. I wanted to reiterate it here on this. Some of the things she found for success was being really coachable, and wanting to do well for herself and others in the program. And you know, she shared about why people don't like salespeople, right? Because they're focused on themselves. It's really about the manipulation side. In part two, we talked about it in her role now, because we were talking about sales process. And she doesn't come at this with, you know, 20, 30 years, 40 years, like some of my other guests, of being in sales and seeing different sales processes and building what works for them. For her, the organization she's at now is so supportive, is that they give this guideline and they say, you know, here's the limits, iterate all you want, but iteration limits is what she talked about, and having a baseline and then tweaking things and finding what works. But you have to have a baseline that you know works. You have to have a fundamental that works, and then you can kind of iterate there and play with certain things, but you have to have that fundamental. For me, I've always thought that was important, is to have this fundamental, this baseline, scripting. I know people in sales hate the word scripting, but that's your limitation and your limiting beliefs versus the actual point of scripting. Because again, I say this all the time, if you've ever watched a TV show, a movie, been to a live performance, like a play, it's all scripted, right? It means the script isn't the problem, the actor's the problem. If you're reading scripts and going through a script and you sound like a emotionless robot, that's on you. You're a bad person using the script. Like, you're a bad actor, if you will. Again, you don't want to pretend to be someone, right? That's why I hesitated just now. And I don't like using the word actor, because I don't want people to think you have to act like something. But it's not the script's fault. That's on you, right? If you can't read it naturally and normally like yourself, and you can't have it as a part of your conversation, that's on you. That's not the script. Unless somebody wrote the script and they're just terrible at it. But it's not the script's fault. And so having a script, having a baseline, having things that work, having things that you say that you know you do at certain parts, and moving things through and then iterating from there is so important, which I love. The thing she also said was, we were talking about manipulation versus persuasion, and she was talking about transparency and honesty and how important that is for persuasion first, and then building trust second, and where that fits into authentic persuasion and what people want, right? They want transparency. They want honesty. That will lead to trust, right? People can tell. We can all tell. Like, animals can sense fear. We can all tell when someone's not being truthful, or when it seems like they might not be truthful, and it seems like we need to keep our guard up, and it seems we're just waiting for the gotcha, right? This is all great. Oh, by the way, here's the price, or here's the terms, or here's this, or here's what you've got to do. Most people over time, you just learn to watch out for that. And that's not good. When you're transparent, when you're honest, it's here's everything, right? Here's how it goes. Here's the good, the bad. Here's the trade-offs. It's expensive, but you get this. It's cheap, but you're going to have to do this. Like, whatever it is, being honest and being transparent is so key. One of the big things, and this was fascinating, right? Talking to Neilani, she's younger generation, in her 20s. And so raised with technology, a part of technology her whole life, having the internet, not knowing a different era of time, kind of like myself, I talked about on last week's episode, is that, you know, she still sees that people rely too much on tools, relying too much on the tools, the technology, the things that they're doing, instead of conversations. And I think that's a fundamental thing that just keeps being a theme, is there's always a balance, right? You want to be able to do the scalable in scalable ways. You want to do the unscalable in scalable ways where it's possible, but you still got to remember, it's not B2C, it's not B2B, it's H2H. Your role is conversations. Your role is to assess where somebody is and then move them forward to a better place. And you can't do that just with tools and technology and sales enablement and marketing automation and this and that. Like, you actually have to get in there and you have to talk to people. It's hand to hand, right? It's a combat sport. It's belly to belly, as they would say, right? In the face to face world. Like, you have to have conversations with people. So you've got to be careful on where you limit the use of tools, the reliance on tools to do everything for you, in the goal of playing the numbers game, right? Well, if I just send more emails, I'll have more people raise their hand that I can reach out to. It's like, that's never going to work. You're never going to be successful, because those tools will break, the lists will run out, people get desensitized to it. Then you're always chasing this target. Well, let me try texting the world and seeing if I can close enough deals. Now let me try this, and let me go back to this. You've got to be careful. Tools are important. You can leverage and save so much time with the stuff that's available right now, 2023, but do not rely on them. So great hearing her talk about that. And like, where's that balance? Because it is so true. Use the tools. Duh. There's no reason to do things the hard way if you don't have to. And remember what your job is. You have one job. One job is to talk to other people and help them make the right decision for them, whether it's with your product or not. But that's it. One job. is for you to interact with other people and have conversations with people and move them forward towards something. That's it. So just remember that. Great place to leave it. Make sure you check out the episode. If you didn't, check out 576, 577, and 578, my three-part conversation with Nalani Gruhl. She was a part of the University of Houston's program, and now she's moved on. She still kind of volunteers and helps them out. But we had a great conversation, three parts about authenticity, persuasion, and the future of sales. And she's in that future now. And so it's so great hearing her. So if you want a different perspective from the other professors, make sure to check those three out. Maybe it might relate to you more depending on where you're at in your sales journey. As always, thank you for being here. And thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.